Hold up.
WeOP-talk.com.
We're talking about national anthems. Now, a national anthem, it's not just a song, is it, Richard?
No, certainly not. It's all about a pride in your country, about patriotism, possibly nationalism, and political as well, to a certain extent.
Now, do you remember when we lived in Thailand, we had a few shocks, didn't we? What happened, like, when we went to the cinema?
When we went to the cinema, before they showed the film, they played the national anthem, everyone had to stand up.
Yeah, very surprising.
Hmm.
But not just at the cinema.
No, I remember walking to work and just walking along the street, just as normal. And then at 8 a.m. in the morning, they had loudspeakers on the main roads and they'd play the national anthem and everyone would stop dead. The traffic would carry on going, but people walking along the pavements would just stop for 30 seconds while they played the national anthem. And then when it stopped, you carried on walking again.
And you did as well?
Yes.
Right, OK. Because I suppose it would be considered discourteous if you didn't.
Yes, it's rude. Everybody, obviously the royal family, national anthem, they're very proud, the Thais. And so, yes, everybody had to stop.
Now, if you go to the other side of the world, Richard, the US are also just as patriotic, aren't they, about their national anthem?
Yes, they have a code of conduct, don't they, when they play the national anthem?
Yeah, it says that that you should, if the flag is there, you should face the flag, right? But you do have to stand to attention and place your right hand over your heart. And if you're in uniform, if you're a military person, you should salute the whole time the national anthem is being played.
Mm. I remember going to a sporting event in America, and again, before the event, they played the national anthem, everybody stood up.
And put their hand on their heart?
I didn't, but a lot of people did.
If you don't do it, nothing ever happens to you, but that's what's kind of considered good behaviour for the Americans.
Yes.
We're a bit more relaxed in the UK.
Very much so.
I mean, we don't have to stand up or salute or do anything.
Well, even the national anthem itself is a little bit controversial now, isn't it?
I hate the national anthem. I hate it for two reasons. One, I hate it because it's got nothing to do with either England, Scotland, Northern Ireland or Wales.
It's just to do with the Queen. It's God Save Our Gracious Queen.
Defending the monarchy. it's the only national anthem I know where you actually sing about a person rather than the country.
Mm.
And the other thing I really hate, honestly, Richard, that music, it's just dire.
I quite like the South American anthems and the Italian one. They're quite jolly. They're quite go-ahead.
They're rousing.
Yes, rousing. Yeah. That's the word.
Exactly. So I think the British, if we have a better national anthem, we should have some uplifting music. I think La Marseillaise, the French one, is also a fantastic example for that.
Yes.
Gets everyone going.
Yes.
And then also some appropriate lyrics about the country and its people. A good example for that would be Advance Australia Fair. That's fantastic.
Well, it's a new anthem, isn't it? And it's one that they came up with themselves. A lot of the old anthems, they've been around for hundreds of years, haven't
they? Yeah, let's get rid of ours. What about you, the listeners? You obviously have a national anthem. Do you like it?
Or do you think it should be changed, perhaps?